You're listening to Valley Edition. A new documentary film seeks to tell the story of how many San Joaquin Valley communities have felt the economic toll of cutbacks in ag water deliveries. The film is the work of Juan Carlos Oseguera, a graduate of San Francisco State University and a resident of Firebaugh. The movie is currently on the film festival circuit, where it has won several awards. Valley residents can see the film in a screening taking place in Firebaugh on Thursday, April 3rd at 6:30 at the Firebaugh Middle School. Joining us now to tell us more about the film is the director, Juan Carlos Oseguera. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much, Joe.
Before we talk about the film and how it came about and what you're talking about in this documentary, I want to know a little more about you. Tell us about your background and how you got involved in this issue of water.
Well, I've been doing film for the last 20 years. I started going to film school, Modesto Junior College. That's where I started. But before that, I actually grew up seeing a lot of films and as a kid, and hopefully one day I would become a filmmaker. So I went into that, and you know, at Modesto Junior College, and then after that I felt that I should probably pursue even further. So I went to San Francisco State and did some screenwriting there. It's a really independent film school, so I liked that, the fact that it was very intimate, experimental. And so after that, like every filmmaker, we all go to L.A. and we want to, you know, make it out there. And it's, you know, when you go out to L.A., you have a lot bigger competition. So I ended up coming back, not disillusioned. I just felt that there were stories out here that could be told to audiences that really don't have the ability to hear those stories.
And you grew up in Central California.
Yes.
Your family has an agriculture background, working in the field. So this issue of the communities and the farm workers and the farmers who have felt the impact of this year, the drought, and in the past, ag water cutbacks is a personal one for you.
Yeah, it became personal because when I came back and I moved to Firebaugh, I saw the situation that was happening there. There was a lot of fallowed fields back in 2008 and then 2009, and then this water march happened. And that's when I started getting involved, when I started filming. That's the first day of filming was when this water march happened, where Paul Rodriguez came so he can create attention to not only here in California but all over the U.S. And so that's when it really became the movie after that. And so it created attention. Hopefully it creates attention so that people can see the situation.
So tell us a little more about the film and what you talk about in the movie. As you said, it's set in 2009, and that mm-hmm. was a year of big ag water cutbacks for environmental restrictions. There was that big water march. And where do you go from there? I understand you talk about one Valley farmer who was recently in the news with President Obama. Tell us about Mr. Del Bosque.
Yeah, well, it was you know, quite an honor to tell his story. When I first started filming the film, I had trouble getting farmers actually to talk about the water situation because they were kind of apprehensive about what side of the issue am I on and how they're going to be projected. So when I put the word out that I was looking for farmers, it turned out that it was Joe and George, Joe Del Bosque and George Delgado. And so, you know, Joe is a very humble person. And his story, just trying to make it every day, that American dream that he tried to achieve, and now he has this situation that affected not only him but his workers. And so he was trying to create awareness so that, you know, people can understand that it affects everybody.
Again, if you just joined us today on Valley Edition, we are talking to Juan Carlos Oseguera. He is the director behind a new documentary called The Fight for Water, A Farm Worker Struggle. It is the story of Valley communities who have felt the economic toll of cutbacks and ag water deliveries. You know, this is a story that's familiar to a lot of us who live here in the Valley, but for folks who are maybe in the big cities on the coast or on the East Coast or places far away, they don't know about the hardships that Mendota and Firebaugh and Kerman and Five Points and Los Banos and Dos Palos have faced. I could go on and on.
Yeah.
What do you hope that they might take away from your film if they see it?
Well, I hope that they take away that – well, first of all, I think that when I've shown this movie outside of the Central Valley, like L.A., San Francisco, they've been surprised. that this is even happening. They have been like, this is really happening over there like this. We didn't understand that it was this, it created this kind of situation. So for them has been eye-opening. And I think the more the film gets out there and the more people see it, they're going to see that we need to do something about this. We need, because it affects us everybody. You know, it affects everyone.
You call the film A Fight for Water.
Yes.
Talk about that name for a moment. Why did you choose that name? And do you view this as a fight, as a battle? I saw the word injustice used. Talk about the language and why you're using those sorts of words, because this is certainly – water is a very contentious issue in California. Some would say maybe those words are strong. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on why you use those words.
Well, because I think it's a continuing struggle. It has been ever since California, since history. It's always been about water. The canals that were being built, the aqueducts and everything. It has always been relating about water. How do we get water to the Central Valley from the north to the south? And so it has become even bigger now with this fight for water, because now it's really, and as we see it right now, I mean, we're in a drought, a devastating drought that is affecting, if it affected 2009, it affected even more now, and it's going to affect even more communities, not just here in the Valley, but everywhere else. So the fight is really a unity, really, of people coming together to address the situation so that everybody can come out of it the best way.
I've heard some people describe the battle as farmers versus fish. Who do you see as the opponents on the other side of the fight? If you are looking at this issue from the side of the farmers and farm workers in the Central Valley, those who are on the receiving end of the water cutbacks, who's on the other side, in your opinion, of this fight?
The other side of the fight is, of course, the environmental groups who are fighting also for the preservation of the fish and the environment, so that it is protected, and the movie does address that as well. So this is a fight because it's the water wars really between two groups. You know, we have the environmental groups, and then we have the agriculture business as well, who are battling for water, and what is the best way to do that? That's an answer that it's really hard to put down.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole crux of this issue in California, north versus south, environmental concerns versus economic concerns. You also, though, have situations where you have farmers who don't even agree on this issue.
Yes.
Farmers on the west side of the valley who don't maybe agree with farmers on the east side, or farmers in the delta who say, no, I don't want to give up my water to help those guys down south. Let them fallow their fields. You've looked at this issue for years now as a filmmaker, as an artist looking at this. How do you think the state can try to get some consensus on fixing this problem in some way?
Well, I hope that the film, like I said it before, is that they see that the consequences that can happen if we don't do something about it. And this is one of them. So we have to work toward a solution that works for everybody. And what that solution is, I don't know. A lot of, like you said before, there is groups fighting in here and there what is the best solution. And that's the hardest thing to come into consensus. Everybody can come together. That's the hardest thing, I think. Once we all can agree to something, I think something will proceed forward. When is that going to happen? How soon? That's the thing. You know, we're going to be delaying this further and further, and we're getting to a worse situation, as the film demonstrates. Where are we going to get, you know, where are we going to be in 5 years, 10 years from now if we don't do something soon?
This drought has certainly brought all of these issues to the forefront. There was recently a column in the Los Angeles Times by George Skelton, who is very critical of Valley farmers, mm-hmm. saying they waste water and the Valley doesn't need all this water. And they're saying, why are we even growing all these almonds on the west side of the Valley? Why are we even growing cotton and melons and tomatoes in this area that's a desert? It's a waste of water. The Atlantic magazine mm-hmm. Recently had a large article that raised similar concerns, saying, mm-hmm. who voted to say we should grow all these trees in California? That's part of the national dialogue yes. right now. Do you think that your film can maybe present another answer to that question and another side to that debate?
Yeah, it definitely can, because this film is only one perspective, and there's so many. You mentioned before, is the fight that goes between groups, and what do you do about it? You know, there's always another side to the story. And this is just presents one point of view of trying to make people understand or them to see what we need to do to go forward from here.
Let's go back to the film now and the filmmaking part of the film. What was that like? This is your first feature-length film, as I understand
yes.
it.
Yes, daunting.
Exactly. You've been working on this since 2009. Now it's 2014. That's yeah. not an unusual length of time for a documentary. Yeah. But what was that like, and how have you seen your skills as a documentarian sure. evolve? And now you're involved with all these film festivals. Mm-hmm. What has that experience been like?
Oh, it's been overwhelming. This is my first feature film documentary. I've never done a documentary. I've done short films, and I worked on short films mostly as an editor. When this happened, I just delved into it, not realizing the extent of how massive this documentary and how far it could go. It took me 3 years to film, to edit, to put together, because it was like 24, 25 hours of video that had to be condensed to about 90 minutes. So it was very daunting. And after it was released, going through the film festivals, I didn't know if actually it was going to go any further than maybe a couple. And then it just went further than I ever anticipated. So now the thing is about marketing, which I've learned a lot. And it's just trying to get it out there. That's the thing as a filmmaker. It's one of the biggest film schools that you could ever go through. It's being immersed into it.
With a story this big mm-hmm. and a story that continues to evolve, I'd be curious to know, how did you know when you were done? You know, how did you know when to turn off the camera and say, hey, now I have to edit this thing and finish it, and this is a finished work? Because mm-hmm. this story is going on. Yeah. Are you still filming? Because unfortunately,
it's still going on.
Compared to the mm-hmm. effects of 2009, unless we have a mammoth amount of rain that yeah. and snow that comes in mm-hmm. the next few months, the effects this year could make 2009 seem small in yeah. comparison. Are you filming now? And when did you know that now was the time to make this a final project?
Well, I finished the film in 2012. And when I started, I thought that I was finished with it at that point. Right, I felt that it would take a couple months maybe to release the film, but it has extended even further in film festivals. Now the situation reverts back to 2009. Basically, if there's no solution to it, we're reverting back to 2009 and even worse. So when do I finish? I think this is still going on, and I'm still shooting some stuff. I'm still filming. Hopefully, maybe for the DVD, it will have additional information.
Some bonus features, okay.
Additional features that will be added to the DVD so that people understand kind of reference to the 2009 situation.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to it. Any other screenings planned in the Central Valley? You have this one coming up in Fireball. I imagine you have all sorts of things in the works, but anything you can share with us?
Well, I'm really focused on getting this movie out there in the widest release. That's now my focus. If there are groups out there who would want to screen the movie, they're welcome to contact me, and they can go to the website, thefightforwaterfilm.com. They can request, and hopefully they can screen the movie here locally or other areas.
Great. Well, our listeners can attend the screening that's taking place in Fireball Thursday, April 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Fireball Middle School. And again, the film is also in the film festival circuit right now. It's called The Fight for Water, A Farm Worker Struggle. It is by local filmmaker Juan Carlos Oseguera. He joins us on Valley Edition today. Juan Carlos, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you very much.